welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Gubernatorial candidates Matt Bevin and State Attorney General Jack Conway will meet with the Kentucky Farm Bureau Board of Directors in Louisville tomorrow in the group's traditional Measure the Candidates Forum. And that event, says Farm Group President Mark Haney, has a little history.
Yeah, all the way back into the 1940s, we do forums with gubernatorial candidates, U.S. Senator, Commissioner of Agriculture race, and sometimes we'll do open congressional seats.
Both candidates are scheduled to appear to make remarks and answer questions on specific policy issues related to the rural sector.
Agriculture continues to be one of the strong points of our economy here in Kentucky, and we're fortunate that it's recognized by candidates as they seek the office of governor.
This is not a debate forum, as candidates address the Farm Bureau state board members, but typically, says Haney, they do manage to get in a few zingers.
They do, and it makes my job very difficult in trying to moderate this thing and keep everybody on topic and still give them the freedom to make the points as they want. And really and truly, a little spice in there's fine.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
This looks good. I think I'll try it. Now I need a package of beef. Oh, Kentucky Proud's on the label. I wonder if a Kentucky farmer really raised it.
We are the Bach family from Bath County, Kentucky.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I feel I'm really blessed to be able to work with my family.
We try to do the best job that we can so that the consumer is satisfied.
It's a good life. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
As Farm Bureau President Mark Haney mentioned, agriculture is a major part of the state's economy, and especially since the tobacco settlement, a major focus of the Governor's Office of Ag Policy.
We're 10 years into that, really, or maybe a little more, but we have invested so much into agriculture, into infrastructure, into marketing. Almost every facet of agriculture has been impacted with that.
The candidates will hear farmers' concerns tomorrow and have full opportunity to offer their views on things.
Yes, absolutely. It's an opportunity they can express really their opinions, beliefs, support for agriculture. Gives them an opportunity to really address some of the issues important today.
The candidates will later provide the farm group with written responses to a list of farm issues that will be published in the group's voter guide due for publication in October. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.